I'm gonna unmute your line so that I can identify who you are. So I've got a phone number ending in 5001. Can you identify yourself for the meeting minutes, please?
That would be Laura Robertson with Plexos.
Okay, welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
Right. And then we've got phone number ending in 0708. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please?
Jan Abbott.
Hello, Jan. Welcome.
Hi.
All right. I've got a phone number ending in 4072. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please?
Yeah, Michael with the Representative Mays Middleton's office.
And what was your last name, Michael? Sorry?
Jenkins.
Michael Jenkins. All right, thank you, sir. And then one more number here ending in 9664. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please? Phone number ending in 9664. You are unmuted. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I guess I must have had mute hit on my phone as well. My name is Mark Taylor. I'm with Gary Traylor and Associates.
Mark Taylor with Traylor and Associates. Awesome. Thank you, sir. All right. So we'll go ahead.
Thank you.
And we've got everyone that is in the meeting is identified. And Joe, I'll go ahead. You're unmuted. You can call the meeting to order, and then we'll deal with the bid packets.
Okay. Can you hear me, Andrew?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to call the meeting to order at 6:33. Andrew, you are at the office in order to open the bids. Who's with you?
I have Robert Saldierna, who is one of the contractors who bid for the work, and then also Officer Blackwell. I get it wrong every time. Officer Blackwell is here as well, and that's who I've got with. So.
Okay. Good enough. Okay, Andrew, let's proceed with opening the bid packages with your witnesses that you have there. And you can describe what will go on at that point, but we will simply open them, and then we'll do the bid tabs later and produce them in the August meeting.
Sounds
go ahead.
Good. So we have, I have four proposals, only three of which were actually in compliance, turned in compliance. One was an emailed list of rates as opposed to a completed bid packet. So I'm going to go ahead and set that one to the side. So I have in front of me the bid packet for WSR Water Sewer Repair. I received this one July 1st at 1:42. It was sealed and placed in a locked cabinet at my office. I'm the only one with the key there. So as a reminder, this was bid out in three local papers, the Chronicle, the Facts, and the Daily News, 2 weeks concurrently with about a 30-day window from the first time of advertisements to when the bids were required to be turned in. So I am not going to read these cover to cover to save everyone a little bit of work here. But as mentioned, there will be a bid tabulation sheet that I will get together for these, and that will be given out to the board directors for review and action at the August meeting, as Joe mentioned. So as I said, I've got the Water Sewer Repair and More packet that I've opened. They have in their price form optioned to bid on all of the line items except for the following: CCTV of the sewer line, jetting of the sewer line, and valve survey, as well as lift station cleanout. All other items have a filled in price rate for the scope of work that was requested, and we will tabulate all those together and go from there. The second packet I have is from CDC Unlimited. It was received July 1st, 12:45 p.m. I'm going to mute the line while I open this up so it's not crackling y'all's ears here. One second. All right, so that is opened up. We've got, let me flip back to the price sheet, same kind of thing. I'll read off what they have opted to bid on. Looking over the price sheet, I see every line item has been bid on with the prices filled in. So that will be compiled into the bid sheets. The third or fourth packet, I guess, as it is for RS smoke test and multi-services. Again, I'll mute the line so y'all don't hear me opening the package here. And this package was received July 1st, 1:42 p.m. Flipping to the completed form for work. Again, this is RS smoke testing. They have only opted to bid on the following items: CCTV sewer line, jetting of the sewer line, and the lift station cleanout. All other line items are marked decline to bid. So those are the bids that we received. And that will be put together for the board to review and take action at the August meeting. Any other things, Joe, or are we good on that one?
No, we're good. Thank you, Deputy. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Andrew. Andrew, I'll give you just a moment to clear and lock the office, and then we'll proceed with the agenda.
All right, one moment. All right, we are set. I've got a couple of attendees who have joined in that I need to verify who they are again for the minutes. I've got a phone number ending in 1349. I've unmuted your line. If you can identify yourself for the minutes, please. Phone number ending in 1349. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please?
Yes, Kathy.
Kathy, last name?
McCarthy.
Kathy McCarthy, awesome, thank you. And then one other individual who joined. Got phone number ending in 9891. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please?
Marion Medlock.
Okay,
awesome. And
all right, thank you. All right, so I've got the updated attendance register for you, Janice, so I'll save that. Next section of the meeting is the public comment section. As there was some confusion in the past, I wanted to go ahead and state this at the front end of it. In order to participate during the public comment section, you do need to raise your hand, which if you are on the app for Zoom, there's a button for it. If you are calling in via telephone, you will need to press *9 and I will see that your hand has been raised, and then we can call on people in an orderly fashion. We do have a 3-minute limit on public comments. So we will go through these in short order and hopefully address whatever needs to be addressed. So first up, we have a hand raised from Philip Haskett. Let's see here. All right, so unmuted. I'll mark the hand as lower. Mr. Haskett, you can begin.
All right, I've got a list of questions that I'd like to read that will take about 3 minutes, and I would request that I get through the list before I start getting any answers. First, I want to request that the deputy there, Mr. Blackwell, initial the bids that were just opened so that later when they're reviewed, we can make certain that the documents that we're looking at are the documents that just came out of the envelopes. Second, I want to know if it's been determined who prepared and posted the falsified agenda for May's board meeting and whether that person is going to be terminated. Third, I'd like to ask, do you intend to retire the 2012 bond issue, which approximately $6 million was still owed the last time it was brought up, with some of the excess money that's available from the 2019 bond issue? Third, I'd like to ask if you're going to expand the 24-inch discharge line to 48 inches with some of that additional money, since that was one of the line items that was proposed when TCEQ approved the bond issue in the first place. Fourth, I want to know if or who authorized Mr. Miller to spend $45,000 on the meeting room. That was never brought up at a meeting, and a board resolution was never made, to my knowledge. And lastly, I want to know if you are ever going to require the fire department to produce a certified audit pursuant to the contract by which you give them $31,000 this month. That's it.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, Joe.
Now, I'm not sure if I got all those questions. How close are we to the 3 minutes there for him?
A minute 30 left.
Okay. I'll try to run through them quickly. And if I miss one, certainly just you can remind me or we will answer in writing. Let's start with the agenda. The agenda was filed with the county on time, modified and filed on time, and it is stamped by the county as filed on time. So that is answered. The initial item on the project for the sewer plant to run that line all the way out for the discharge was later determined that it wouldn't be necessary, and unless something comes up during the process of this, it will not be expanded. And Andrew, you may have to help me remember, what's the next question?
The 2012 bond issue, are we able to retire it with the 2019 proceeds?
Okay. Yeah, you cannot retire existing bonds with current bond money. It's for capital projects, not for debt retirement. What's next, Andrew?
The authorization on the meeting room.
Okay. The meeting room was initially started at a bid lower than $25,000, which expanded. TCEQ has already been aware of that, and they are looking into it. And at this point, they'll respond to us as to what they want us to do. Go ahead.
And then the fire department audit.
Okay. The fire department is producing the audits, so we'll get them to us in a reasonable amount of time here.
And then regarding Officer Blackwell signing off, whenever I closed the front door, he was already on the way. So he's not able to do that, but he can attest to it. So.
Okay.
So.
All right.
So that is. There we go. So we'll go ahead, Mr. Haskett, I'll put you back on mute. Everything's good to go there. Any other members of the public? I currently don't have any hands raised. So just a reminder, I can have multiple hands raised. If you want to go ahead and put your hand up, you don't have to wait until someone's done talking. So I've got next David Jedalina. Go ahead, unmute your line and mark your hand as responded to. And I will go ahead and start the timer, and you may proceed.
All right, Andrew. Tell me, how many public dollars were spent to allow the mobile belt press owned by Trinity Waste Solutions out of Spring to be used at the wastewater treatment plant? That's question number one. Question number two. In a February meeting, Tyson Kenny requested Andrew to undertake a study comparing the cost of field services obtained from outside contractor to the cost for doing the same work with the field staff. Has this report been received by the board? Question number three, how about those 2,500 brass water meters discussed in February? Have you found out where they went? Question number four, why did you spend approximately $50,000 of the public money on a meeting room for holding in-person meetings without taking bids as required under state statute, and then commence to hold telemeetings when the rest of Bayshore water districts are all holding in-person meetings? Question number five, why does the water district insist on misrepresenting the entity powers and refuse to comply with section, that's Texas Water Code 51.019, pertaining to naming? And that's it. Take it away, man.
Okay, Andrew. You got me live here, Andrew?
Yes, sir. You're good.
Okay, the belt press expense is part of Trinity's contract to haul off sludge, so that was in their contract. The work analysis...
Joe. Question is, my question to you is, how many dollars were spent modifying the wastewater treatment plant to allow that mobile belt press to connect up?
I don't believe any money was expended. It was a building that existed there, and the sludge is put into the press. So
okay, so you're telling me $0 were expended at the time to allow Trinity to do their work? That's correct?
Let's put it like this to give you the most accurate and correct answer. We will answer you in writing. And if there is
I'll remind you that you stated $50,000 would be the cost for doing that. Let's go ahead and answer the rest of the questions. Go ahead.
The working houses is still ongoing. The disposition of the brass meters were scrapped to the best of our knowledge. The meeting room was built and to hold meetings. And at this point, we have elected and confirmed for safety not to do that. If other entities have decided to do it, that's their prerogative, but we're not going to jeopardize our employees or any of the citizens in doing that until it's all clear.
Question number five, go ahead and answer that.
Tell me again what your question was.
Why does the water district insist on misrepresenting the entity powers and refuse to comply with section, what's water code, section 51.019 pertaining to naming? Is the attorney online?
Yes.
Okay.
1 minute here.
Okay, are you?
Steve, I'll go ahead.
Are you referring? Steve, you going to answer?
What exactly is the question regarding naming?
Are you familiar with section 51.019?
I do not have it sitting right in front of me right now. I can look it up.
Would you like for me to pull it up?
Sure.
Okay, give me a few seconds, guys. It's going to take me just a second. This is worth waiting for, though, okay? And everybody else can probably pull it up all at the same time, so we'll see how that goes, eh? Let's see who can find it first. So that should be interesting test. And I'll read it to you. Who gets it first gets a gold star. Come on, man. Come on, guys.
David, if you have it in front of you, just go ahead and read it.
I've got it right here, guys. 51.019, single county name. A district located in the county may be named the blank county water control and improvement district number blank, period. Insert the name of the county and proper consecutive number. B, a district may be known and designated by any term descriptive, this is a particular code I'm talking about, descriptive of the location of the district and descriptive of the principal powers to be executed by the district, semicolon. However, the word district shall be included in the designation and a consecutive number shall be assigned to it if other districts of the same name have been created in the county. That's right out of 51 of the Water Code. My question is, why do you fail to comply?
Are you saying why do we not put the word district in when we're talking
about
the
district? Why do you fail to comply with the state statute? Why do you refuse to comply?
Mr. I've talked Jolene,
about this many times to you, Joe. So we're just failed to comply. That's my question. Why?
Mr. Jolene, the legislature named the district the San Leon Municipal Utility District. So you'd have to go back to the enabling statute, which says the name of the district is the San Leon Municipal Utility District. I don't know what else to tell you except the legislature named it the San Leon Municipal Utility District.
And the Texas legislature put in 51.019 in 1971 after the naming of the district. So why do you fail to comply?
In my opinion, we're complying.
Okay.
Okay, questions answered, David.
That's so said, so noted.
All right, thank you. Okay. Thank you, Steve, for your insight. We've got two more hands raised right now. Next is Ms. Lori Brockman. I'll go ahead and unmute the line and mark the hand as acknowledged. Go ahead, Ms. Brockman.
In regards to the bid opening that was done previously, unless I heard it wrong, there were no bids for the CCTV jetting of lines or the lift station cleanout.
You heard incorrectly. One of the firms opted not to bid. The other two did.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. My notes were wrong. Which companies did bid those line items?
The CDC Unlimited bid for those, and pulling it up here. That's the other packet. Sorry, one second. You were asking about the CCTV jetting and the lift station, correct?
Lift station clean out, right. Uh-huh.
Okay. So this was RS Smoke is the one that did opt to bid on those items. WSR is the one that declined to bid on those items.
Well, those are owned by the same people, so I'm not sure that makes a difference. Okay, so there were three bids then, RS Smoke, WSR, and CDC Unlimited.
That's correct. There was a fourth, but it wasn't turned in compliance with the format requested.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. All right, so that is it. We have Tyson Kennedy. I'll go ahead and lower the hand, unmute your line, and go ahead, sir.
Yeah, just, you know, hey, I'd recommend maybe in the future, I mean, obviously, Mr. Haskett and Mr. Giolina have prepared questions. I mean, I think we'd be more efficient, you know, if maybe we had those questions before the meeting started. Just a comment that might be a little bit more effective for our time on this on this call or in the future in person. Just a comment. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a very good suggestion, Mr. Kennedy. I'll make a note of that and try and communicate with the interested parties in the future so we can address them in the meeting, but hopefully be a little swifter and be able to have direct responses. I have one more hand raised here. Marion Medlock, I've gone ahead, unmuted your line, marked your hand as acknowledged. You can proceed.
First of all, I'd like to say y'all have a very important job to do, and you're doing it pretty well, supplying clean water to us, and the sewer is working. I know this is a big job, and you don't get very many pats on the back for doing it. But at any rate, what's bothered me lately is when I need to get a loan, when I want to buy something and I need a loan, I don't get the loan and start putting it in my account until I'm ready to buy something. So as I understand it, you all got a loan based on the bond issue to something percent and before you were ready to put it to use. And it cost us taxpayers in San Leon approximately $5,000 a month, or approximately a total of $50,000 to this point. And I just wondered what in the world would make you do this before you were ready to use it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Joe, you want to talk, I guess, a little bit to how the bond process works?
Sure. The way the bond process works is we assign or determine that a project's going to need to be done, as we did with the sewer plant. If you don't already have bond authorization to sell bonds, you put it out to the community, which we did in 2019, and it was approved by the community for a total bond authorization of $39 million. Only $22 million of the bonds were sold, because that's what the preliminary estimates for the sewer plant expansion was. Obviously, the bids have come in much lower, which is fine. When you put that out and get the state to approve it, you also start your bond sale process, which takes quite some time. And then when those bonds are sold, that money is put into a capital's project account in the bank and held there getting ready to start your project, because your expenses start almost immediately at that point. So that's why it's put there in advance of the work being done.
All right.
It collects interest while it's sitting there.
All right. At this point, I don't have any additional hands raised. We did have one person join the meeting, so I'm going to go ahead and verify who that is for the minutes. Phone number ending in 7405. I've unmuted your line so that we can identify you for the minutes. Can you please state your name? I'm sorry, the phone broke up there a little bit. Can you state it again?
John.
John Wade, all right. Thank you. Make a note here. And then one more individual, phone number ending in 8802. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please? Phone number ending in 8802. Can you identify yourself for the minutes, please? And they're gone. Okay, well, there you go. So, Joe, over to you, I guess, for the rest of the meeting.
All right. This concludes the public comment section. There will be no other opportunity during this meeting for comment or questions. Moving forward, first item is discuss and adopt the new meeting date. It was mentioned before and requested, which I kind of like the idea also, to go back to our regular meeting date on Tuesdays at 6:30. Starting in August. Do I hear any discussion on that?
I'm game on it.
That's fine with me also.
Okay. All right. I think I heard from everyone there. If there are no further discussion, do I hear a motion to change the meeting date to Tuesdays at 6:30, third Tuesday of the month in August?
This is Ken. I shall move.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Kathy. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We will set that in August. Okay. Next item is the minutes. Everyone had a chance to take a look at those. Any comments, changes, anything? If no one has any comments or changes, do I hear a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
Absolutely.
All right, do I hear a second?
This is Ken. I second.
Thank you, Ken. So Keith first, Ken second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Hal, you're up.
Go ahead, Hal.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. There's not much to report regarding the wastewater treatment plant. All the contracts have been executed by both LIM Construction and the district. We are tentatively have a scheduled date for a pre-construction meeting for July 21st, and that'll establish the schedules, applications, and coordinate all the tasks and review what the contractor's responsibilities are and what the owner's responsibility are. And that's it. Oh, and one other thing I wanted to bring up is that Mr. Gentilina was asking questions about complying with the Texas Water Code 51. 51 is for water control and improvement districts. San Leon is a municipal utility district, and it applies to chapter 54, not 51.
Hal, I need to correct that real quickly. When the legislature set the district up, they named it a MUD, but they gave it the powers of a WCNID. So we are a Chapter 51 district. But since you brought it up, I did look up what Mr. Jelly was referring to. I just point out to the board, it says it may name it a WCNID. It is not a compulsory statute, so the district's not violating any laws. We're going under what the legislature named us.
As I recall, Kima's, the district up there is under the same situation. They were a WCID and they went for a MUD for many years.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is Baycliff is in the same boat. They're WCNID powers, but the legislature named them a MUD when they set them up.
Okay.
But we are Chapter 51 district.
All right, thanks. That concludes my report.
Okay, anyone have any questions for Hal?